One more budget story. $100 billion was allocated last night to infrastructure projects over the next decade. That's a top-up to the $75 billion allocated last year by the government. There's going to be spending on rail and roads and a body for population policy, but the focus on rural areas and outer-city marginal seats opens the government to claims that it's all about votes. So how effective will the infrastructure spend be? Philip O'Neill is Professor of Geography and Urban Studies at the Western Sydney University.
When you look at Australia's population growth since, say, the 1960s, in each decade we added 2.5 million people. But in the last 10 years, we've added 5.6 million people in Australia. And it's a growth rate that we weren't prepared for. So what we've had in the last 10 years is lots of outer suburban growth, new housing estates that have sprung up to cater to this population growth. But these people, Linda, are getting in their cars of a morning and driving willy-nilly all over the place to get to their place of employment. That's the problem. And not surprisingly, that's the political importance of the infrastructure announcement, which is the congestion-busting package that the Treasurer has announced.
But if people are already in far-flung parts of our cities, can we not cater better to their needs in those locations? You know, in other words, find jobs in those places.
Well, that's the issue. So if you think about a journey to work as being two things, obviously it's an origin and a destination. And for the past 10 years, we've been very, very good at building origins. New housing estates, 10, 20,000 people here, 10, 20,000 people there. But we haven't really paid any attention to destinations. We've still got very high levels of jobs concentrations in our CBDs. And by definition, that means people are getting in their cars and driving long distances to get to those employment locations. Meanwhile, however, the big property development companies are getting on with building more and more origins in outer Western Sydney.
I'm sure the Morrison government and every other government before it has a very serious grasp of the nature of these problems. But it's difficult, I think, for a lot of people, given that we're about to go to an election, for the criticism not to be levelled that this is pork barrelling, that this is about shoring up marginal seats. Should politicians be separated from the kind of precise allocation of funds to particular projects, naming particular projects for that reason?
It's a really interesting question. On the one hand, we used to have large state-based utilities that just got on with the task of making sure that roads and rail and schools and hospitals and so on were ready for when the population arrived. But by and large, we've dismantled those big old utilities. There's a bit of nostalgia in me that says that it would be lovely to return to some form of Politburo that was capable of doing this detached from politics. But on the other hand, infrastructure projects are such big things. I think it's a good thing that these are foremost in the public debate, that there has to be political decisions taken by governments to decide what is good infrastructure and not.
Professor of Geography and Urban Studies at Western Sydney University, Philip O'Neill.